Our condolences to the believers upon the martyrdom and the arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his beloved family members, and his loyal companions. How sad it is that the months of Muharram and Safar have already passed. Wasn't it great to be blessed to be able to commemorate the memory and the mission of the great event of Karbala? It really brings tranquility and peace to your soul. Amina, Maryam, Sakina, Fizza, and I were determined to follow in the footsteps of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. Our quirky quartet was now a quick-paced success quintet. It felt so wonderful to have friends that were walking the same path that I was. The path of the Ahlul Bayt, the path of Islam, and the path of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. And even better, we were there to support each other. Well, it was a chilly winter morning. You know the kind where you can see your breath in the air? And school was, well, you know, it was school. The leaves had all fallen off the trees. But the deep, crisp blue sky was just so beautiful, subhanallah. The experience on Arba'een was so incredible. Every time we thought about it, our heart would skip a beat and our eyes would tear up. Anyway, talking seemed to be the only thing that we could do. Strange how winter seems to remind you of all the problems you're facing in your life, right? Amina just didn't seem to get math, no matter how much Maryam and I tried to help her. And Maryam was going through some financial problems, especially since her dad died. Things were starting to get really expensive in our part of town. Basic things were starting to cost an arm and a leg. And, you know, I really do kind of like ice cream and fruit leather. And to make things even worse, one of the older aunties, Auntie Firuz, who used to live across the street, well, she passed away. And that was a real shock for Amina, Maryam, Sakina, Fizza, and I, because we used to visit her sometimes, and she used to tell us these really cool stories about her age way back. And you know, Sakina got really sick a while ago, and she's having a tough time getting completely better. And Fizza, well, she seems to be upset about something, but I don't know what. All in all, things seemed pretty down. I myself wasn't feeling too well lately. We could just say the winter blues were really starting to get to me. All five of us just looked at the beautiful blue sky. It was like a turquoise canopy. It looked like a roof, but it also looked like it would go on forever. Strange, huh? All of a sudden, Amina said, "Hey guys, life is pretty tough. But I found out that Lady Zainab always seems to be able to get us out of the dark and into the light. Fatima, say something about Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha." I said, "It's not like a switch, you know." Maryam jumped in. She said, no, you're good at it. Just start with Bismillah." I thought, how embarrassing. Sakina, well, she just kept on smiling. And Fizza, she still looked like she was upset about something. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, listen, girls. Life is pretty tough these days, I know. But from what little I know about Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, I know that hers had been much, much tougher. Do you know that one of her titles is Ummul Masa'ib, the mother of griefs? When she was a child, she saw the death of her martyred mother. And when she was a young lady, she saw the death of her martyred father. And when she was older, she saw the death of her martyred brother. And after that, she saw the death of her other martyred brother. And after that, yet another. And then, when she was 55 or 56, rocks were thrown at her blessed head in the streets of Kufa and Sham. Her martyred loved ones were abused in front of her eyes in the courts of tyrants. And she was thrown in a dark prison along with her loved ones, both old and young. We stayed quiet for what seemed like forever. I mean, that's really a lot for one human being to have to go through. And then Amina said, "You know what, guys? Despite all of this, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha was always positive. Matter of fact, all she saw was beauty. Subhanallah. Isn't it amazing?" And then Maryam jumped in. "You know what? Even after all that Lady Zainab salamullah alayha went through, she delivered a super powerful speech in Kufa and Sham, shaking the very foundations of the oppressors." And then Sakina said, "Lady Zainab was a pillar of support for those who needed her the most." And Fizza came out of her upset mood and said, "She kept the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam alive." And then I added, "And Lady Zainab salamullah alayha gave much needed support and encouragement and strength to her bereaved loved ones. And you know what? She was even a pillar of support on which Imam Sajjad alayhi salam leaned on. How incredibly beautiful. And as the five of us thought about Lady Zainab salamullah alayha and looked up at the beautiful crisp winter sky, I couldn't help but say, you guys know what this beautiful crisp winter sky reminds me of? Well, there was this sweet little girl who was the precious little niece of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, and she loved sleeping on her father's chest as he used to sing her a heavenly lullaby. She used to gaze up at this same crisp blue sky, daydreaming as she flew away with the other heavenly birds. We realized that if we wanted to follow in the footsteps of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha and take her eminence as our role model, we were gonna have to be positive in our lives, no matter how difficult things seemed. And that's what God wants us to do. Always be positive. And to be honest, all in all, you probably don't have it as bad as you think. Or at least not as bad as Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. And if for some reason you do have it as bad as Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, then I hope that the Almighty Allah helps you. And remember, always be positive. The glass is always half full. And hey, stop worrying about the other half. And hey, if Lady Zainab salamullah alayha found a way to always be positive, then so can you, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.